The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street.
Fighters. Broadcasting from my home studio in downtown Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, worldwide on the Public Broadcasting Network, Mojo 50 Radio with Patriot Nation Radio Network. I'm your Thursday host, the National Intel Report and Liberty Lighthouse. I am Peter Seraphim.
A man, a legend,
with a great beard.
With the greatest beard in radio.
This guy is the sweetest, nicest, most gentlest person you've ever met in your life.
The man's really insightful and pretty freaking smart.
With wit, sharp like safety scissors.
I would walk over hot coals for this guy.
Man with a golden voice behind the microphone.
He's got a big, fat, juicy, beautiful brain.
The Nostradamus of political prognostication. Your host, Peter Seraphim.
Free speech is not free. We all know that by now, I hope. Free speech is not free. It costs us. And I need you to support this free speech network, whatever network you're listening to. Donate if you can. Times are tough. I understand if you can't. But buy their merchandise. Support their sponsors. Visit their sponsor websites. Use their promo codes. All of those things to support free speech wherever you find it. One thing you can do that's absolutely free to help us out is share links, whether you're listening or you're watching. Just share out a link. Tell people where you're listening and watching it from. You can contact me and contact the show live on air in just a minute when we open the phone lines. You can also visit my website, liberty-lighthouse.com, or email me directly, libertylighthouse1776@gmail.com. Tonight in the second hour, I've got Mark Emerson going to join us. He's the inventor of a program called Algebra Victory. And Algebra Victory is, he says it's a revolutionary new way to teach algebra and therefore a new way to teach critical thinking, something that is horribly lacking in the world today. Just completely gone. Like, there is no critical thinking left for anybody under, like, I don't know, 50. That might be a slight exaggeration, but that's what, you know, that's what we got going on. I'm going to talk about critical thinking in other ways. I want to talk about how critical thinking has completely left our lives and examples of that and what we can do about it. And, just a bunch of stuff like that. But first, I think it's important that we do the opposite of what most of the media is doing regarding this shooting that happened on Monday down in Tennessee. I think that it's important that, you know what, forget the fact that the shooter was a woman trying to be a man or that thinks she's a man. Forget everything about that person other than they're a psychopathic murderer. And remember the good things. And the one name that I want us all to remember, not the shooter, it's not the police officers that responded. The one name I want us all to remember is Evelyn Dykhouse. Evelyn Dykhouse is the 9-year-old girl who died because she ran to pull a fire alarm and alert everyone else in the school and 911. I don't know about you, but when I was 9-year-old, if I was in school and somebody started shooting, running to the fire alarm, probably the last thing I would have thought about. When I was 9 years old, when I saw, you know, muzzle flashes and heard gunshots, I probably would have been running for a closet, a window, or under my desk, or running to hide someplace when I was 9. Evelyn Dykos ran to a fire alarm. That little girl is a hero by any definition. So if there's one name that we need to scream from the rooftops and repeat repeatedly from the tragedy of the psychopath in Tennessee on Monday, it's Evelyn Dykos. Adorable, big-eyed, blonde-head, 9-year-old girl who risked her life to save those around her. So her parents or that school or somebody did something right. Because that 9-year-old girl did more than I would have even thought about doing when I was 9. So that's what I want us to take away from this. And I hope you all agree that that's a name worth repeating. All right, let's move on. Move to something else, because that's just, that brave little girl is wonderful, but the rest of that story is tragic, and I don't want to dwell on it. So give me just a second to change gears here.
It's time to make George Orwell fiction again.
So let's talk about the lack of critical thinking that we have in our world today. I think, like many other things, COVID put a giant spotlight on the complete lack of critical thinking that we have in our world today. I think COVID put a spotlight on many things, but one of those things was critical thinking. Because during the entire COVID pandemic crisis, whatever you want to call it, you know, plandemic, I don't care, whatever you call this thing, during that entire process, anybody who dared to think for themselves was shunned and silenced and, you know, censored and pushed off the cliff. Some people lost careers because they dared to question the all-powerful government, which is exactly what we're supposed to do, right? That's what our First Amendment says, that we are allowed to address our government, address grievances to our government. But if you did that in the last 3 years, well, you were squashed and silenced. If you dared to say, hey, I think this thing may have come out of that virology lab in Wuhan, right where the virus came from, then you were shuffled away. You were a crackpot conspiracy nut job shoved into a corner. If you dared to point out that Dr. Anthony Fauci had authored a paper saying that masks didn't do anything to stop the spread of a respiratory virus just a few months before anybody heard of COVID, if you dared to point that out, well, how dare you think for yourself? That's blasphemy. You can't do that. If you dared to question the efficacy of a vaccine that they whooped together in 9 months, hey, you're silenced, you're censored, you're shoved off the world, social media world again. Speaking of being shoved off of social media, I have earned myself strike two from YouTube. Strike two! One more and I get permanently banned from big bad Google YouTube world. Whatever. Who cares? Nobody watches me on YouTube anyway. And if you are one of the people out there who used to watch me on YouTube, then follow me on Twitch or Rumble or my Facebook feed or RBN's Facebook feed or Rumble, whatever. In fact, I got to give props to our producer, Mike. Mike was smart enough that after last week's show, he went, you know what? I think I'm going to delete this off of YouTube. So Mike managed to delete it before he got that strike for the RBN website or RBM channel. I wasn't so smart. I let it stay there and I got strike two, which again, strike two makes me go, yeah. I don't really care. What do I have? Like 130 YouTube followers? Woohoo! It amazes me that YouTube is worried about somebody like me who has, you know, 130 followers. That's hilarious. But Twitch is where I recommend, actually. Twitch.tv/PSeraphine. From there, you can comment on the video and it aggregates and I get to see it on the screen here and I can call it out. Twitch and Facebook, YouTube used to. But I can see them there. So for, you know, Lep says good evening, everybody. Sarah said that she heard out the video in the links to all the shows. So thank you both for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And you all can, everybody else can do that too. The critical thinking is terrible. It's gone. It's completely just gone. And COVID put a big spotlight on that. Another one that's winning spotlights on critical thinking is if you dare to question the, how to say this, hypocrisy, I guess would be the right word, the hypocrisy of the gun control arguments. So, of course, you know, we had this tragic shooting in Tennessee on Monday. And within, what, an hour, 2 hours? Really insanely fast. Biden comes out and does his, we've got to ban assault weapons speech. You know, the same speech that he's given 1,000 times before. And through that whole speech, he said, spread all the same lies that he's spread before. You know, when the first or the Second Amendment was written, you couldn't have a cannon. Yeah, you could, Joe. In 1791, not only could you have a cannon, but you could have warships. They were called privateers. Yes, you could. So stop lying to us. And nobody calls them out on it. Nobody in the big media, anyway. Little guys like you and I, we pointed out. But we don't really matter all that much now, do we? Then he goes on to say, now, well, you can't own a machine gun. Yeah, you can. But sure, it takes a little extra paperwork and cost you a little bit more money because you got to pay tax stamps and crap. But yeah, you can own a machine gun. It's perfectly legal. You can't own a tank. Yeah, you can. Same thing. More paperwork. More taxes. Fighter jet. You betcha. You can own all of those things for the right amount of tax money and the right amount of paperwork. But nobody ever tells Joe this. Nobody ever points out that he's lying and has been lying for, how long has he been in Washington now? 50 years? That's right, 50 years. You know how I remember that? Joe Biden was elected to the Senate the year I was born. That's crazy to me. But, again, if you point out this hypocrisy, you point out his lies, critical thinking goes away, and the opposing side just says, oh, well, you're a gun nut. They don't even listen to the fact that he's lying. They don't want to hear that. What other not critical thinking hypocrisy goes on in the world of guns? Well, look, we got these major cities. Washington, D.C. is the first one that comes to mind for me. Who's intentionally not enforcing laws or is rolling back the punishments. One of the things that they did recently in Washington, D.C. is they rolled back the minimum sentence for illegally possessing a gun. Now, wait a minute. I thought guns were bad. Guns are bad? So if guns are so bad, then why would you reduce the minimum required sentence for somebody violating a gun law? And then go on later to say, well, we got to get rid of guns. See, anybody who thinks critically would see that as an opposing, you know, hypocrisy. If you're anti-gun, then you're anti-gun. And you would get back the, you would want the highest minimum sentences for all gun violations possible. Why would you ever roll them back? Oh. Just being a hypothetical conspiracy nut job here, but maybe that's the point. Maybe they're rolling back these gun laws, these minimum sentences about gun violations, because those in power want more people violating gun laws. Maybe they want more crime. Is that too far of a conspiracy? Was it nice to have a job where the truth is not requirement? I don't know what you mean by that, Lep, but hey, good for you. So yeah, the hypocrisy around guns is ridiculous. You got our resident Biden sitting there, oh, I'm pro Second Amendment, I'm pro 2A, I own a shotgun. That's not really pro 2A. That's, I don't know, you like to hunt pheasants or some crap. That's not pro 2A. Pro 2A means that you think everybody should have the right to own firearms and enough firearms and the proper firearms to be able to form into, let's say, a well-regulated militia. If you showed up for day one of militia training and you showed up with your break barrel single shot shotgun, I don't think you'd be well received, Joe Biden. But again, he lies about the Second Amendment constantly and nobody in the mainstream ever calls him out. He says lies about the past and lies about the present. Joe Biden just earlier this week said that guns were the number one killer of children in this country. No. Not even close, actually. I think guns are like down at number 7 or something like that. I did the math. I forgot. Because you got to add the accidentals and the kids. And I don't know. But it's not number one. Not even close. But again, nobody in the mainstream media calls them out on it. But if you or I say something that's even slightly off color, not a lie, I wouldn't lie to you. But if I'm incorrect, if I'm slightly off, if I exaggerate something a tiny bit, then the people on the other side of the aisle come at me like I lied. They call me Hitler and all this kind of stuff. But their side, those progressive people, they can lie about everything and nobody ever calls them out. It's hypocrisy. That's because there's no critical thinking. Critical thinking, well, we don't teach that anymore. We've got to start teaching it again. We talk about, I don't know, let's look at the environment. We've been, these climate activists, doomsday sayers, have been saying the same, the world's going to end in 5 years, the world's going to end in 12 years, the world's going to end in 10 years. Well, they've been saying that same thing for 50 years. Because they're not critically thinking. Climate change is man-made. Really? Because I'm pretty sure that in every desert on the planet, you can find fossils of sea life. Meaning that every desert on this planet was at one point underwater. How is that possible? Since those fossils were made before humans, who are the cause of climate change. Critical thinking. And dare you point something out? For example, on the East Coast and the Northeast here, all these wind farms, these solar wind, or these wind farms are being built off the coast. Giant windmills being stuck out in the ocean. And shortly after they're being installed, or even while they're being installed, there's a dramatic increase in the number of whales and dolphins that are beaching themselves. But you can't use critical thinking and say that, hey, maybe, just maybe, these new wind farms might have beaching themselves. Something with all these animals, maybe. Correlation, we should look into it. Now, correlation does not equal causation. I'm not trying to suggest that it does. But correlation should be enough to make you want to at least look into it. Don't you think? Maybe that correlation spurs critical thinking, spurs research. Then you do that research and find out if maybe there actually is causation. But that requires critical thinking. And we can't have critical thinking over climate change or the environment, because if we have critical thinking around the environment, then we don't have the, I don't know, green movement religious cult that it has become. Critical thinking is, it's a requirement for sanity, but it's not a requirement for blindly following a political movement. All right, I want to take a second and tell you about something cool that I did. At least I think it's cool. One of you lovely listeners out there, you all liked a t-shirt that I put up on the website. I put up a t-shirt that said, "Working like crazy to support the lazy." And one of you lovely listeners reached out and messaged me through my website, liberty-lighthouse.com. And you said, "Hey, I need that as a bumper sticker." So I made it as a bumper sticker. And that inspired me to make more bumper stickers. So now we've got "Working like crazy to support the lazy." We've got "Make Orwell Fiction Again." "Defund the Thought Police." Of course, a Peter for President bumper sticker, just because that's fun. And my favorite, "Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, all other genders are from Uranus." So you can find any of those bumper stickers at liberty-lighthouse.com. And you click on the shop or the store and you go in there and there's a bunch of bumper stickers. There's t-shirts. There's all kinds of fun merchandise. And that's how you can support me in this show. And let's see here. We got somebody over in Twitch that says, "Am I live? Yes, I'm live. Do I read? Yeah, I try. It's kind of hard to do a live show and read all of the messages at the same time." Leprechaun, also over in Twitch, says, "Critical thinking has given way to thinking critically against everything normal." And that's right. We've got the whole world now, you know, completely disbelieving truth in order to fit a political agenda. Hey, let's take this here sponsor break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Talk to you the other side. You'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it one shot at a time.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Welcome back to the show. The commercial breaks are commercial breaks. You got to have them. Got to support the network somehow, and that's how we do it, is through mostly affiliate sponsors and almost any network. I don't know if you know this, but old-fashioned advertising where somebody gives you money just to talk about something is pretty much dead in the radio world. Everything we do now, or most of what we do now, is called affiliate marketing, which means we talk about something, but we don't get paid until you, the listener, go out, buy that something, click on that link, do that thing. So we got to talk about it. That's that. Speaking of talking, this is a live call-in show, and I've done all the talking for the first half hour. So I'd like to hear what you have to say. Call in 512-248-8252. Or 800-313-9443 for those that want the toll-free number. Call into the show. I want to hear your thoughts on critical thinking as it exists today. Then we got, let's hear. Somebody just said, boy, they're shadow banning pretty hard. You're right. They shadow ban anybody who tries to speak the truth. And I'm not trying to say that I'm some big anything. I'm a little small town nobody. And the only way I get any traction, the only way anybody ever hears my voice, is if people like you that are out there watching or listening right now, well, you share the links. Let's be honest. Anybody on any of these networks, we're not making any money. I just recently did my taxes. I made enough money off of those little clicks and, selling stuff and sponsor ads and whatever. I made just enough money off of all of that stuff combined to pay for my streaming service for a year. Well, that doesn't pay for everything that it takes to do a show like this. I have thousands of dollars worth of equipment around me. You may have noticed that my camera changed over the little break. If you're watching on video, the camera changed because one of them is freezing up. Doesn't want to work. Really choppy. And I had to switch to a much cheaper, crappier one. But hey, you got to do what you got to do in a live show. All right, let's go to the phones. We got Patrick in Texas on line one. Welcome to the show, Patrick.
How you doing? I just wanted to talk about the militia. Let's face it, they've been after us for a long time. Oklahoma City, and Oklahoma was leading a 13-state coalition against the federal government, and they're the ones that helped the Bundys. The majority of them helped the Bundys up there. They framed them. They didn't have nothing to do with it. We know now it was all just set up. It was to get rid of some evidence. But each and every time, that's one time they got they done that against the militia, and everybody went underground. All the militia went underground. And, again, every one of these things are to strip the gun from us. Like Sandy Hook, the whole thing's a fraud. We know that now. Jim Fetcher looked into that top to bottom. On and on. They just continually do these shootings to find a reason to strip us. But we still have the militia. Under Jefferson, he noticed that they had built up this large navy, and he was basically just benefiting the northern merchant fleet. And he says, when he became president, he mothballed all the naval ships. He told the militia of all the states, you go out and patrol your own harbors. And that's what he should have done. He sent out all these, pink slips to get rid of them. And that's the way, that's a good purpose of the militia. That's it, protect their own turf. That was up to about 1902. They came up with what they call the Dick Act. Charles Dick out of New York come up with it. And it was basically to create the National Guard to strip the control of the militia. It should have been with the states and the assembly. They put it under where they could use it under federal whenever they want to federalize it. They just do these things. They don't have the constitutional power to do this thing. You're supposed to have like a constitutional amendment, not just right. An act to go changing all that. They've taken over all that the assemblies, which was not the governor. That should be under the people. We the people. That was our power. They stepped all over us with that, I just wanted to point out this is their target. They want to strip us of our guns, and if they do that, they'll do what they done with the Reds in Europe. When they went into Hungary, Bela Kun was a Jewish half Hungarian, and they trained him to go back. And they turned it into a terror. And they've done that on and on, Poland, Estonia. They tried to do it in Germany, but the militia was they weren't on, they were unpaid, they called a Freikorps. Quarter. They blocked them. They tried to pull it in Italy, and the Mussolini came into power and blocked them. And they will do this anywhere, and they seem to be, they have no problem, because they know that if they disrupt the country, they'll take over.
Well, history. You don't even have to go back that far. You only have to go back to, 20 years ago when Australia and New Zealand, they had their huge gun buybacks and they took back all of the guns and all guns are illegal. But then when COVID comes around, everybody gets locked up. Everybody gets put into the COVID concentration camps where, completely totalitarian dictatorial guards would set there and yell at people because they stood too long on their balcony or their patio or whatever outside of their little hut at, you know, COVID camp. It doesn't, you don't have to go far back in history at all to see what happens when they take your guns.
And but if you do that by laws, back, it's like Sir Edmund Burke said, the bad law is the worst form of tyranny. And so what they do is they go in with their, they change all the laws, and they make it so draconian. You know, he's drinking a cup of tea and listening to music, and they'll come in and say, oh, listen to subversive music. You save your money and throw away government. So they go on for 10 years. But that's how they work. You know, they incredibly harsh laws. And right. They're doing that to us for building up all this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we have this Bill of Rights, and everybody says, you know, well, they can't do that. It's against the Constitution. Well, they do stuff against the Constitution constantly. And one of the ways that they do that is because we don't think anymore as a general rule. We, you know, we've indoctrinated our kids to think that, you know, government is good and government will save you and you can stay home and not work and government will give you money. And nobody ever looks back at the fact that our country was founded under the idea that government should be as small as possible, should provide these few services and nothing else, and that anything that the government does that is illegal, we have not only a right, but a duty to stand up against it. And we don't do that. As a general rule, our society doesn't do that.
Well, we can't because they control the media, and we can't organize against it. They control all the, you know, our form of communications. French Revolution. You know, they come up with this thing kind of like Saturday Night Live with a magazine, a satire, and it inflamed all the people. They believed everything it says. They're like, you know, Marie Antoinette said to make them eat cake. She didn't say that. These people were the best damn rulers you could possibly imagine. And they made them out to be demons. They do this over and over. They did it in Germany in World War One. You know, saying they were cutting off, you know, babies' hands and raping all the women. It's a lie. The most well-conducted army in the World War II. You know, they just lie consistently, and they control the media. We can't fight them back until now. You know, the internet is giving us a means to fight back.
Right. See, now the internet, that's a great point. The internet is giving people like you and I, who aren't falling for the government propaganda, they're giving us a chance to speak and giving us a voice. But unfortunately, they still have control over that because the government has their hands right down into these big companies that control, you know, 90% of the internet. Speaking of, I got a news article about that, and I just recorded a Liberty Minute about that. There's this class action lawsuit 3 days ago, the article on Epoch Times. The Biden administration hit with a class action lawsuit over pressuring big tech to censor users. So the Biden administration, so President Biden and several of his top officials are all being sued in a class action lawsuit for violating our First Amendment rights to free speech because the government was telling Twitter and Facebook and Google and YouTube and all the big companies, hey, censor this guy because he said something we don't like. Censor anybody who says this thing. Censor anybody who questions where the virus came from. Question anybody who does X, Y, or Z. The government clearly, you read the Constitution, you know, First Amendment, we have the right to free speech. The government can't censor us. So they're trying to backdoor it. They control everything. So they're trying to backdoor it and get the social medias to do it on their behalf so that they're not the ones doing it themselves, but it's still a violation. It took 2 years for this lawsuit. 2 years ago, Jen Psaki stood at the freaking podium in the White House and told us all that the White House was flagging posts to give to Facebook to say, look into this one. They admitted it. And it took 2 years for a lawsuit.
Yeah, they do it through corporations. They control all the corporations, and they do it. It's like, you know, when they'll send like a government grant. You know, you have it's like a contract. And once you take that money, you're obligated to abide by it. And they turned everybody into a corporation. It's a U.S. corporation, that's how they get all these laws passed against us, because they turn us into a corporation. Our law is supposed to be the Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Rights alone, you know, like Madison Knights, is that you have rights that, you know, that are not enumerated but shall not be denied or disparaged. And that's what it means, but they don't care. You know, they just basically just assume that we're all federal employees and we have to abide by all the stuff they abide by that they, you know, they pass for themselves.
There's somebody watching on YouTube who just said they censor flat earth, the topic of flat earth, by only showing stupid videos. And that's right. They control it in so many different ways. For one, they control it by, you know, whenever one of the handful of people in Congress who actually believe in a small limited government, whenever that person says something stupid, then they plaster it all over everywhere. Because they want to make that person look stupid because that person has the wrong think. But when somebody on their own side, like President Biden, when he says something stupid, like repeatedly lying about guns, they just let it pass and go by. Like nobody harps on it on the media. Like even looking at, Fox News. Fox News, which is about as close to right side as you can get in the mainstream media, but they don't even harp on the stupidity of some of this stuff as much as they should, in my humble opinion, as a little town nobody. Did I lose you there? Nope. Guess I lost you, Patrick. It's all good. That means there's a phone line open, 512-248-8252. 800-313-9443. But that's also a great time for me to take a second and tell you about right to bear insurance. I carry a firearm pretty much everywhere I go to protect the people around me. I'm a member at Right to Bear Insurance so that I can protect my own rights. Because in the unlucky event that I have to pull that firearm and use it to defend the people around me, there's a really good chance I'm going to get either sued, arrested, charged with a crime, gun confiscated. All kinds of things can happen. And that's where Right to Bear Insurance come in. Right to Bear Insurance, the most affordable carry insurance on the market. I promise you that. And if you use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com, you'll get 10% off that Right to Bear insurance. I highly recommend that if you own a firearm, even if you don't carry it every day, if you own a firearm, that you get Right to Bear insurance. Go to protectwithbear.com. Use code LIGHTHOUSE to save 10%. I greatly appreciate that. So we're talking critical thinking here on the show. And how critical thinking is gone, and a big part of why it's gone is because of government control, government regulation, government manipulation of just about everything you hear and see. And then starting when you're tiny, tiny children, I mean, they're starting the government indoctrination camps at, 4 years old now with Head Start. And they keep you government indoctrinated until you graduate high school somewhere around the 18-year age. It takes an awful lot to break that indoctrination if you have allowed your children or yourself to become a part of it. That's why so many people nowadays have stood up. Again, COVID brought shined a big broad spotlight on many of the things wrong with our society and our government control over everything. And a lot more people are starting to do homeschooling. A lot more people are starting to realize that what's being taught in our schools is so terrible that they're starting to homeschool. So that's a lot more people that will theoretically and hopefully get through that first 18 years of life without too much of that indoctrination being brought in. That really is one of our only hopes. Going back to the gun side of things, we brought up the hypocrisy of, hey, we're lowering all of the minimum sentences for gun crimes, but we want to get rid of your guns. Well, there's so much wrong with this. Again, the hypocrisy of it. Hey, let's go back. If you really wanted, if you as a person honestly thought gun violence was the worst thing ever, and we've got to get rid of them. We've got to get it under control. There's something we have to do about it as a government. Well, you would look at what guns are doing the most damage, and that is clearly handguns. According to any statistic out there, you're going to find that handguns are responsible for 95 or more percentage of the deaths and shootings in this country is handguns. So why aren't these progressive people going after handguns? Well, let's go back a little ways in time. Let's flashback a little bit. Let's go back to the 1980s when there was a giant push to get rid of handguns. What happened politically when the Democrat side of the political aisle all screamed and pushed and tried to get rid of handguns? Anybody remember? They got wiped out in the next election. So now let's go after assault rifles. Not rifles. You know, rifles make up like 2% or something like that of the crime and death from firearms. But let's not even go for that 2%. Let's go specifically to the so-called assault rifles, which, you know, what is that? 1%? 1.5% of the crime and death? It's political. It's proof. It's clearly political and nothing else. Let's see what Laura in Michigan has to say about it. Laura in Michigan, line 3, welcome to the show.
Hi, Peter. I just wondered if you used your critical thinking and looked into not backing Zelensky anymore.
I never did back Zelensky. I never backed Zelensky.
I talked to you about it.
Yeah, but you, like many other people, you're seeing it as one or the other. I don't like either one of them. I think they're both bad guys. I am not backing either side of that fight. I don't think it's our fight to be in.
It's not. But he said that he was trying to take Crimea and all that, and it wasn't true. They've already elected to go with Russia. And most of the people down there in the Ukraine are Russian speakers.
Right.
He told them they had to speak Ukrainian.
That was part of my argument like 3 weeks ago, that what we now know as Russia was founded out of what is now Kyiv. All of Russia, what began in Kyiv. And Ukraine has been part of Russia and then been a separate country and then been part of Russia and then been a separate country, I don't know, dozens of times over the last 200 years. It's not our fight. It's an extension of a, you know, hundreds years long civil war.
We need to get rid of our regime. We need regime change.
I completely agree with that.
All his perverted administration.
Oh, yeah, we shouldn't have been involved in that at all. Right. We influenced it like we influenced many elections around the world. We, the United States, the CIA, put up their own puppet. And we as a country have a terrible track record of picking winners and losers in foreign elections. Saddam Hussein was in power because of us. And then we have to go back later and then get rid of him.
Look what the Austrian parliament just did. Zelensky showed up, and they walked out on him. How come our people don't walk out on Zelensky when he showed up?
Like I said, I don't think it's our fight to be in at all. And right. The point that I put forth last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I don't know, recently in the show, was that even if we as a nation had decided that, okay, we're going to pick a side, which I don't think we should, but we're going to pick a side, we're going to back Zelensky, then we should have been all in from the beginning. This piecemeal, we're not going to give you tanks. Okay, we'll give you tanks, but we're not going to give them to you for like 6 months. And, we're not going to give you fighter jets, but maybe we will later. That is stupid. That is what's dragging this on longer and longer and longer. And if you look at any history, Russia is fan-freaking-tastic at dominating wars of attrition. So why would we want that? Laura, I got to let you go. I got Tom in Utah, and I've only got a couple of minutes before the break, and then I've got a guest in the next hour. Thanks for your call, Laura. Always love hearing from you. Tom in Utah, line 5. Welcome to the show.
The way we get rid of all the weapons is to just let this generation die off. Attrition, what do you think? How many of your children or grandchildren are familiar with a weapon or defense or reason
mine
for
are.
Defense?
Mine are.
Yeah, mine but are too.
Because I talk.
I look around me, and that's why my real press is to preserve the life of these old guys that are my generation. I'm 82, and I look around, and all my men that were with me in Vietnam or in the military or sat in class with Cleon Skousen or Bo Greitz or Richard Mack, you name it, or Ezra Taft Benson, people like that. All of those men that were with me, they're all gone. I'm the only one in that group, and that terrifies me.
I agree.
I look at their children, and they're so accustomed to the easy life that we were providing them.
I tell you what I'm going to do. Next week, I'm going to talk about Maslow's hierarchy of needs and how the fact that we as a country, as a society, have climbed so high on Maslow's hierarchy of needs that we have forgotten how important the base of that pyramid is. But thank you very much, Tom. I got one more caller I need to try to sneak in before the break. Thanks for calling. Always appreciate it. Misty in Kansas, line 1. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Peter. The gentleman that called in earlier, he's 100% spot on, the first caller. Talking about the 9th article, critical thinking, we need to understand that the original Constitution that was amended, the First Amendment, was the Bill of Rights with 10 articles, which is our law, the people's law. And we're neglecting to understand our own law.
Right.
People go, okay, the second article, the first article, the fourth, you know, so and so. But where the gentleman spoke just truth is, the 9th article puts a checkmate in all this mess. If we could ever get the people to get on board with knowing who they are and their authority over this, quote, government, we might be able to make a change, but we all have to get on that same page. He's right. The 9th article is clear as a bell if people read it and study it. Study your own law.
Exactly right, and that's why I'm here. That's why I do what I do. I mean, but the problem is not only just you and I, we the people, but we now have people on the Supreme Court in federal judgeships that don't even know what, you know, Article 1 of the Constitution does. Like, not they can't even say, oh, Article 1, well, that establishes the legislative branch of government. I didn't ask them what Article 1
is. I'm talking about.
I know. You're talking about the 9th, what most people refer to as the 9th Amendment. I understand that.
And that's why we're all screwed up. Because it's a body of law. It's the body of law for the people. It was the very first amendment to the Constitution with 10 articles. The 9th article put the government in check.
You know,
it's checkmate.
I agree with you,
okay.
But you're your distinction between ninth article of the First Amendment, that is it's distraction. All 10 of the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, were all voted on and ratified.
They're not amendments. I'm sorry, Peter.
Individually. They were ratified individually by the states. Yes. Therefore, they are not all one big thing. Because there were originally 12. Two of them didn't get ratified. If they had been put forth as 9 articles of one bill, that couldn't have happened. It's distraction. Anyway.
Okay.
The point is, you and I,
we
the people, we don't know the Constitution anymore, and we keep electing people that don't know the Constitution. If you don't know the founding documents, the governing law over your government, and then you put people in charge that don't know the governing law over their government, of course we're going to get a screwed up system.
Well, I will agree with that.
I appreciate it. It is time to go. It is break time. I always love your calls. Thank you very much for calling. We will be back in 3 minutes with Mark Emerson on the other side. Hopefully he can help our critical thinking problems.
Take America back. We must take America back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.